USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump take their cases to the Midwest on why they should be president or continue as president, respectively. Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa, one of the states that he hopes to flip blue.
So honk if you want America to lead again. Honk if you want America to trust each other again.
Iowa is also a state that has seen a second straight day of record COVID-19 cases. Biden slamming the president for how he has managed the pandemic so far.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag. He surrendered to this virus. But the American people don't give up.
Trump held rallies in Michigan and Minnesota. By contrast, no social distancing and little mask wearing. Today is 3 days until Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.